Welcome back to the All Football Cast. I am Lena McLeod here with my two boys.
Hey, I'm Mac Daddy.
Hey, I'm The Fox.
And we have a great show planned for you today. Kicking it off, we've got to start with the elephant in the room. Guys, Aaron Rodgers, will he, won't he, for July 27th's deadline to show up to minicamp? Is it going to happen? Do we think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I really don't see it happening. He's held out this long. I can't see it. I think that he's done as a Green Bay Packer, whether it be a trade or just retiring or what. But I don't think he's showing up. What do you think?
I agree. I think there's just too much drama here. And meet both sides, there's so much baggage from either end. So Rodgers, obviously, he wants to win. And this is a situation he's in right now where both ends have really burned the bridges. And they're like, oh, you're Aaron Rodgers. We really want you back, but we don't want to give you all this money and all this term. And then in the meantime, he's like, at first he was willing to sign. And then there's this long drawn out negotiation where it's like, do they really want me or not? So think about it from his perspective.
Yeah, I don't see how he can possibly think he's going to be successful anywhere other than Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay, he has some weapons. We all know that he is like the Hail Mary king of the NFL. But I mean, it's still, you need the guys who can actually catch the ball. And Denver does not seem to have that option. So I don't understand any of the talk that he will go to Denver. I think that if he doesn't show up to camp, he's either A, just sitting out the season, B, retiring, or just being a, I don't know, yeah. Or he's just deciding that he's just not playing and he's going to take the fines and take the money or like the loss.
I don't know. I think maybe he just needs a change of scenery, really. And you can't discount anything he's done with the Green Bay Packers. He's a future Hall of Famer and all that. But I think a change needs to happen here, guys.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I think he is fully just tuned out. I don't think he has very much time left in him. I think he would, at this point, rather just step back and be like, yeah, I'll host Jeopardy full time instead of being an NFL quarterback anymore, because I just don't think he seems to be interested at any point to be there.
Well, and I think the better question here is, guys, is how much does Aaron Rodgers have left? If you're a team that's signing him or trading for him, how many more really good years does he have left in him? And I think that's a question that a lot of teams are asking right now. And like you mentioned, there's not that many teams that are looking for a quarterback, and Denver is one of them. But what are your thoughts? I mean, how many really good years does Rodgers have left in him?
That's a good question, Mac, because like, I love Rodgers. I don't know anybody who watches football who doesn't love watching that man play. But he's 37 years old, turning 38 this year. Well, you do have the outliers like Brady who just somehow keep getting better in spite of everything. I don't know with Rodgers. This is a very different Aaron Rodgers than what we've dealt with in the past. This is an Aaron Rodgers who's getting ready to settle down fully this time with Shailene Woodley. And I don't really know if football's his number one focus anymore.
Well, here's the other thing. When you do something for as long and be as successful as Aaron Rodgers is, it makes you wonder if kind of stepping away or just putting less focus on that is something you need to do. And sometimes your passion and your love for it is just not as strong as it used to be. I mean, I remember when we talked with Stacey Dales, how she talked about that was the case with Cam Newton. I mean, we just don't see football players have these super long careers and keep their interest the entire time. It's a really hard thing to do for any athlete, really.
Yeah, no, I agree as well. And on the mention of Tom Brady, I don't know if you guys actually heard this, but allegedly he might become the next spokesperson for Subway.
Wait, what? That isn't he like not eating Subway ever? Like, how does that make sense?
I don't know how it makes sense, but yeah, apparently he's lined up to be the next spokesperson, which is hilarious because according to multiple sources, he's even requesting not even to hold the sandwich because he doesn't like Subway that much. And he eats that cleanly with his TB12 method. So, this news with Tom Brady. How do we think that's going to work out?
It's a little surprising because Tom Brady, as great of a career as he's had, you would think they would be interested in maybe other spokespersons as athletes. But the thing with Subway is it is a relatively healthy kind of fast food option. So I could see it with Brady. He doesn't have to be, you know, holding the sandwiches or posing with the sandwiches or anything like that. He's a big enough presence that he could, you know, lead to more sales for Subway.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out. I mean, if he refuses to even hold the Subway sandwiches or eat the Subway sandwiches or anything like that, like, why would they want him to be the sponsor if people will look at him and go, well, he's their spokesperson or sponsor or whatever, but it's like, we all know that he doesn't eat your food, so he can't really speak on personal experience as to how tasty the pizza sub is or how tasty the cold cut combo is. Like, come on, like, that just seems absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, I think that if anyone's going to be the Subway spokesperson, they have to go back to Happy Gilmore, because he was the best spokesperson for Subway ever.
Facts. That is such a fact, Eric. But yeah, no, with Tom Brady, personally, I think it's just jokes. I mean, how can you endorse something if you don't, one, eat it, or, I mean, you don't even hold it in this case, right? So it's definitely going to be interesting to see if we see Tom Brady hanging out at Subway anytime soon. All right, and another interesting kind of headline heading into the season is Hard Knocks. It turns 20 this year, and guess what team is going to be featured on it this season?
Oh my God, please don't tell me it's the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm not going to tell you that. You're going to have to read it then.
But they're America's team.
Yeah, I mean, with it being Dallas, I will probably not want to tune in because, I mean, it is the Dallas Cowboys. I just don't understand how anyone can be a Cowboys fan. That being said, I'm a Patriots fan, as people know, so they hate me for the fact that I am a fan of one of the greatest teams of all time. But yeah, I mean, Dallas, I have no interest in watching this show with Dallas Cowboys. Like, do one about my Patriots, cool. Do one about a few other teams, totally fine. But Dallas, really? Like, we don't need this stuff, no.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I mean, for me, when I watch these shows, I really like to see kind of who the guys in the locker room are that lead the team. You know, the guys that are fun, the guys that people love to talk to. And maybe it's not Dak Prescott. Maybe it's some guy who the media doesn't talk a lot about. Those are always interesting for me.
True, true. There are a lot of hidden gems that get discovered with Hard Knocks. Also, somebody that I kind of want to see the interaction between with the Dallas Cowboys, Mike McCarthy, because we all know how Aaron Rodgers felt about him in Green Bay. I'm interested to see if that's kind of going to carry over with the Dallas Cowboys at all.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. I mean, I do also want to see, like, the drama behind, like, just the relationship with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. And, I mean, when you throw in an owner like Jerry Jones, you know that there's going to be straight up shenanigans in some of these episodes. So, I mean, I guess I will tune in, even if it's the Dallas Cowboys and just, ugh.
But yes, the Dallas Cowboys are going to be featured on the season, and it kicks off August 10th at 10 o'clock on HBO. What I'm interested in learning with the behind the scenes of Hard Knocks, I want to see how that defense does. They got a new defensive coordinator, and they were historically terrible last season. So that's kind of the thing that I'm going to be watching if I watch Hard Knocks. All right, so we're obviously done with the Cowboys here because on the Cowboys. Okay, guys, so as we know, the free agency deadline to extend any contracts, that is on the 15th of July. So it's quickly approaching as we're recording this on the 12th. Do we think anyone's going to be signed before the preseason kicks off? Is there anybody who you want to be signed to a specific team?
I would probably say Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, I don't think there's any question he wants to come back and sign with Arizona again. He can still play. Sure, he's not what he used to be, but it's just another weapon for Kyler Murray and another great guy to have around. And I'm amazed that he's still playing, man. Like, if I look that good at Larry Fitzgerald's age, I'm doing something right.
Right? He's 38 and just a beast.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see Larry Fitzgerald come back and continue to play. He's one of those guys that, even though I've never been a fan of the team that he plays for, I still think that he needs to win a championship. Yeah, I'm not really necessarily saying that they have a chance to win a championship, but at the same time, it's like, come on, like, the guy has put his heart out there like every week, week to week, game to game, year to year for so long. Like, the dude deserves something, but it will be really interesting to see.
Honestly, guys, the one that I'm watching to get signed is actually kind of a low ball player. Not many people know his name because he used to play for the Jets. I'm talking about cornerback Brian Poole. He's 28. Like I said, he plays in the slot. And last season, he actually limited players to under 500 yards. And in the last two seasons on that Jets defense, he only allowed one touchdown. So if he can stay healthy and gets on the right team, he could actually be of some help. AKA, Cowboys, you might want to give this guy a call.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if that does happen. What do you think, Back?
Yeah, why not? I mean, he's a consistently good defender, no matter what team he's on. So there are a lot of teams that could definitely look into signing him that need that defensive help or just one guy to kind of put them over the top.
That is going to be it for us here at the All Football Cast this week. Next week, when preseason begins, that's when we're going to be heating up even more. I hope you enjoyed the update here from me, Lita, and
Mac Daddy,
the Fox.
And we look forward to you joining us again next week.